Beautiful. It's an amazing. Hallelujah. 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 Are you happy to be in church? Are you happy to be in church? If you are happy, make some noise. Wow. Beautiful. I mean, we've gotten to the most important aspects of this service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. And this afternoon we are so blessed. I mean, we Mandela Safe Church, we've been privileged, and we've received privilege that this afternoon we have one of God's choices. Oh, you can begin to clap and others. God's anointed, God's best pastor who has the hearts of young people. You can stand up. Everyone should stand up. Stand up. Who has the heart of the young ones. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Because he believed in what Jesus said. Jesus said that suffer not these little children to come unto me, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And this our pastor believes so much in it. He believes in feeding the lambs. Because when Jesus told Peter, he said, Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. Then Jesus asked another question, that Peter, if you really love me, feed my lambs. And we are the lambs. And this man of God seated here is so much into the lambs, because it is the lambs that will grow up, that will mature, and that will become the sheep one day. Hallelujah. So you see, when you see a safe pastor, you have no idea. It's not easy to be a safe pastor, but he has been a safe pastor for several years. There's a safe pastor in Temale, Apache, built a very great, solid, safe church. You tell him, let's clap, let's clap, let's honor, let's honor. See, let's clap, let's clap, let's clap. Yeah. You have no idea the person sitting now. Right from Temale. I mean, when you look at our safe church as the denominations, he's into it. I mean, he was mentored by Bishop Oko Boteidoku. Clap, clap, clap. Another shout. Yes. Sister Erica, I mean, he has been mentored by so many people. I mean, he is known by our Episcopal sister, Auntie Mami. Tell you can clap. Clap once again. You have no idea the people that he's associating himself with. Your association determines your level of anointing, where you will go. He's a very anointed man, and currently he's pastoring the Santa Maria, the Swotom AA Church, the safe pastor there. I mean, so beautiful. And even the AA denomination is the safe pastor in charge, organizes programs for them. He's married with a beautiful wife called Mrs. Yvonne Cole. He has two special children. Hey! And you see, he has been a blessing to our council before. I think last 2 years or 3 years, we had a conference and he was our conference speaker. Last year, he was supposed to come, but because of meetings and the rest, we postponed it. He's coming back again this year. Oh, I can't hear your shout. I can't hear your shout. He's coming back again. And he has been, he's my mentor. Hallelujah. Yes, I love him so much. The very first day I met him, when you look at his profile in the UD, and when I got closer to him the very first time, I felt love. Even after that, he rather looked for me. Yes, I was like, this man really, and since then, my admiration, my love for this man has never gone. And I pray that the Lord will help me, that my love and admiration for him will never go down. He's someone that I look up to when it comes to the children ministry. He has been one of my major encourager, major inspirator as a safe pastor. And this afternoon, I want to welcome you, God's own anointed, God's own choices, God's own finest, Reverend E. K.
Hallelujah. Oh, Mandela, is that how best you can say amen to hallelujah? I said hallelujah. Amen. The people here, you make it to heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. The people here, you also get hallelujah. Amen. Nice. Where are the ashes? Come and put my this thing. Shall I come this way? Otherwise there'll be a feedback. Amen. I'm preaching for a very short time. I'm just passing through. Amen. But I believe that we are going to have a good time in God's presence. Amen. Amen. Now, one of the things that happens in my church is that I sack people. When I see a lot of disturbance and chaos, I sack. Amen. First of all, I want to thank the Almighty God for making today a very great day for us to meet. Put your hands together for Jesus. Yeah. And it is because... Wafa, why are you not clapping? You in the white, why are you not clapping? Clap. It is because of Jesus that we are here. Hallelujah. We've been singing the song all this while. We wanna see Jesus lifted high.
A banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know that He is the way to heaven. We wanna see Jesus.
Give the Lord a wave. Come on.
A banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know that He is the way to heaven.
So it's because of Jesus we are gathered here. Hallelujah. And before you leave this room this afternoon, my prayer for you is that you meet Jesus. I said, my prayer for you is that you will meet Jesus. I'm sure you are not here because of me. I'm sure you are not here because of Pastor Peter or Pastor Leslie or any of the pastors here. You are here because of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And by the grace of God, we are in a very good church. A very wonderful church. A very powerful church. And I want you to put your hands together for my father and your father, Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. Bishop, you not stand up and clap. Stand up and clap. Yeah. To those of you who don't know who Bishop Doug is, he is the reason for you having a beautiful church. Yeah. And if you care to know, sometimes you say that, ye lighthouse for the Omuya Bibidodo. You can just move to another place and you see that a lot of the children's service churches, they meet under trees. They meet under mango trees. Where else do they meet? Behind the church. But in this church, we place premium on young people. I don't like it. Let me come. I said, we place premium on young people. In this church, we love young people. So I want you to put your hands together again for Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. Bishop Doug, wherever you are, we love you. We love you. Thank you so much for thinking about the children. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm sure that there are over 40 denominations in the UD. Yes. And I can say that one of the best denominations is Kodesh Family Church. Where we belong. Kodesh Family Church. The name alone is romantic. QFC. QFC, we shall not be few. QFC.
We shall not be few.
QFC.
We shall not be few.
You don't know your anthem, man. You don't know your anthem. Oh! Learn it. Even your colors are amazing. Purple and white. Oh. Yeah, it's a sign of prosperity if you are in QFC. When I say QFC, you say, we shall not be few. QFC.
We shall not be few.
QFC.
QFC.
Hey. QFC. Now, half of them. QFC. 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 Nice one. So, in this QFC, our convener is Bishop Lee Ajay Duama. Thank you so much, Bishop Lee. He's a very powerful man. Those of you have been going to Kodesh. Our HQ, you've been last week. He came for first fire. Yeah, those of how many of you were at the first fire last week? Hey, so when we are going somewhere, try and add yourself. Yeah, and in the Mandela Church here, Mighty God Cathedral, we have one of the choicest bishops here, Bishop Kweku Sompa. Yeah. Powerful man. He was in my church some few months ago for a convention. Hallelujah. You guys are really, really blessed. And when I spoke to him over the week that I was coming here, he said, powerful cry, Charlie, you can come. Amen. And I want you to put your hands together for Pastor Peter also. Our wonderful anointed saved pastor. All that he has said about me is true. But he's also very anointed. He is a better preacher because he went to a good school. Me, I don't preach well. My preaching is vuga, 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 vuga. But don't worry, when I finish preaching, you understand.
Yes.
And all the pastors that work with him, Pastor Leslie, Pastor Ben, and all that, put your hands together for them. All the lady pastors in K Church, in I Church, all the pastors in J Church, God bless you. And bless you also for coming today. Put your hands together for yourselves. Amen. Close your eyes and let's pray. Close your eyes and let's pray.
Kadosh, Kadosh. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh.
Lift up your hands and sing again.
Kadosh, Kadosh. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. He's the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. He alone is worthy of our praise.
Sing Kadosh, Kadosh.
Oh, Kadosh, Kadosh.
Everybody lift up your hands and sing it.
Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh.
Makota kaza toriandelebe sikandaba.
Kadosh,
Rima, sopa, deketelebe satabra.
Kadosh, Kadosh.
Mekaso, kalima, zeketelebe. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father,
who sits,
we invite you to this place.
Throne.
We say, take control, oh God. Have your will in our midst. In the name of Jesus. Father, be present, oh God.
Praise.
Let the preaching of your word be profitable to us. We thank you, Holy Spirit.
Kadosh,
in Jesus' name.
Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Kadosh, Kadosh. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh.
He's the Lamb of God.
He's the Lamb of God
who sits upon our throne.
Father, we thank you once again in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord and sit down. Put your hands together for the Lord. Now, for the next 10 minutes, nobody should stand up. If you stand up, there are two things I will do. I'll put the microphone down and walk out. Or when I see you standing up, I call you, give the microphone to you to preach. Hallelujah. You are blessed.
Amen.
I said you are blessed.
Amen.
The people here, they look colder than the people
hey!
Here.
What?
I said you are blessed.
Amen.
I'll be preaching for 3 minutes and then I'll pray for you.
Wow.
How many of you want to be prayed for? I'll pray for you. Amen.
Amen.
I said amen.
Amen.
Now, as young people, listen to me, I'm preaching, I've started preaching. As young people, God has a plan for our lives. Do you understand? God has a plan for you. God has you in mind. You are on God's mind. So the other time, David said that you are the apple of God's eye.
Wow.
Anybody who touches you has touched God. This tells you how important you are to God. Because Tuesday is Valentine. This sister is already Valentine. She's already, how many of you? Somebody has promised you Valentine. They've promised you already. You are a boy here. You have bought red panties waiting to give to the girl on Valentine's Day. Now, God has you in mind. What's your name? Rahel. Nice. God has you in mind. You are important to God. Now, anybody you have in mind, you are important to the person. Because let me tell you, you see, one way to know that you are important is that today after church, don't go home. You see that your parents will go and report at the police station. They can't find you. They can't find you. There are some people here also, if they don't go home today, nobody cares. Nobody cares. How many of you, if you don't go home today, your parents will go to the police station. They'll say you are lost. They'll put your flyers out there. Wearing red shirt, she went to church. She didn't come again. Yeah, it tells you how important you are. Yeah. Clap for Jesus, yeah. Now, I'm ending my message. Because you are important, okay? Because value has been placed on you. Because you are important, there is something you must also do. And what must you do? You must not make yourself a useless person. Because you can make yourself a useless person. You, as you are sitting down here, you can make yourself a useless girl. All of you sitting down here, you can make yourself a useless person. And already, most of you have made yourselves useless. Now, let me explain the meaning of the word useless. Useless is an English word, which means that less use. You are useful, but your use is less. How many of you know that? How many of you know that there are things your parents put into their bedroom? Bedroom. How many of you know things that are in the bedroom? Lift up your hands. What are some of the things in the bedroom? Yes. Bed is in the bedroom. Of course. What are some of the things they put in the bedroom? Money is in the bedroom. True or false? I'm talking about things nobody put outside. What else is in the bedroom? What else do people put in the bedroom when they lock? If you are going out, you lock the door because those things are in the room. Yes? What else? Dresses. Nice one. Yes? What do we put in the room? Eh? Milo. Pillow. Oh, come off for there. So people don't have anything in your rooms, yes? Money, what else? What else do we put in the room? Yes? And then, Bible. Oh, there, yeah. Eh? Jewelries. Television. Who is here? Your parents put their television outside. Nobody put television outside. How many of you know that there are things nobody put in the room? They are always outside. Example, warmer. How many of you know Woma? Fufuicho. Even if you like come and steal it, nobody cares. When you look at a television and you look at Fufuicho, it tells you how useless Fufuicho is. Even Dadesen, how many of you know Dadesen? As I'm speaking now, your Dadesen is outside. The banku that they used to drag, what's the banku stick? What? Bankuta. It's outside. A co-pot. How many of you know that? Nobody put the co-pot under the bed. Charcoal. Do they put charcoal under the bed? No. Gas. How many of you know that? There are things in your parents' room. They are under the bed. There are things under the bed. Yeah. Now, the more valuable that thing is, the more it is hidden. Yeah. The more valuable the thing is. That is why we have created a church called the Safe Church. Now, the aim of this Safe Church is to put all of you here and hide you here so that you can flourish. But the devil keeps telling us that expose the children. Madam, sit well. You are not in the labor ward. Sit well. Expose the children. But we are also saying that we are not going to expose the children. Hallelujah. Today, I've come to speak to you to make you realize that you can make yourself a useless person, but you'll never be a useless girl. Yeah. I don't like this. I like this. I say you'll never be a useless boy. Yeah. I say you'll never be a useless boy. Yeah. I say you'll never be a useless girl. Yeah. The title is called, Am I Good for Nothing? Am I Good for Nothing? When they say somebody, cameraman, shoot it. When they say somebody is good for nothing, it means the person is useless. It's an English word. Good for nothing. Good for what? Nothing. Many of you sitting down here today looking into my face, you are good for nothing. I will explain to you. You can dance. You will never dance. You are good for nothing. You can sing. You will never sing. You are good for nothing. You can lead worship. You will never lead worship. You are good for nothing. Yeah. Let me read the scripture before you say that. When the man came, he didn't. Matthew. Everybody say Matthew. Chapter 5. verse 13 and 14. It's a short scripture. He said, ye are the salt of the earth. You are a salt. Everybody here is a salt. Matthew chapter 5. Everybody, you are a salt. You are a salt. You are also a salt. You are also a salt. Everybody here is a salt. How many of you have eaten the food without salt before? It's tasteless. Tasteless. Even though nutritionists tell us that, oh, salt is this, is that. If you eat food without salt, the taste is not the same. Jollof without salt is Nigeria jollof. Hey! How many of you can prepare jollof? And sisters, one of the things we'll look out before we marry you is your ability to prepare jollof. Hey! If you can't prepare jollof, we can't marry you. Oba di esese unim se naemia jollof. You are the salt of the earth. I'm closing. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherein shall it be called salted? It is henceforth good for nothing. When your use, when we don't see your use, you become what? Good for nothing. You have a use, but you are not serving the purpose for which you have been made. You are good for nothing. And it is the reason our safe church is this way. Sweetheart, come. What's your name? Caroline, come. Caroline is not the only person who can sing in this church. True of us. Yeah. No. In this church, no. Caroline is possibly not the only person that can sing. A lot of you can sing, but you never sing. Now, what it means is that gradually you are a salt, but you are not losing your taste. And Bible says when you lose your taste, you become good for nothing. Madam, are you understanding this preaching? I didn't go to a good school. These people, they went to 9 schools. This is Presec, Momone, at this school. The school I went to is not on the Ghana map. The school, it's not a good school at all. Caroline is not the only person who can sing. Yeah. All of you standing here, you sing other songs. You say you are Beam Nation. You are also Stone Boy, Shatter Movement. You are Shatter. You say you like Kamindo's song, Sugar Cane. You like Sugar Cane, that song, you like it. Yeah. You like it. But when it comes to church, suddenly, all of you here look like angels. You can't do anything. I was surprised when I came here, they were just sitting. You can't do anything. Yeah. If you cannot do anything, you are good for nothing. All of you standing here, you can dance. We have to go and import dancing stars. What? Safe Church. Safe Church is one of the richest church when it comes to talents. Safe Church. You can make this church beautiful. You can make this church lively. Dear Church, you can make this church interesting for yourselves to be here. But all of you, you come in here as visitors. Yeah. Maybe some boy is spying you. Yeah, you don't do those things. Some boy is spying. Look how this sister has come. She's ready for the Valentine. This sister is ready for the Valentine. Come. I like your dress. I said this girl, she's ready for the Valentine. Oh, you're ready for the Valentine. Hey! What's your name?
Candy.
Look at the name. Candy. Puffy. Some boy promised you. Oh. Hey. Choose their labor, he cried. Allah. Let me tell you, the moment you can do something, I'm about, some teachers should control those politicians going out. Those politicians who are going to do campaign at Ayidriase, they should come back. It's better to be here and they should cry. I like the crying. It makes me know that I'm pastoring children. Amen. What I saying? What I'm saying is that All of you can do something. Now, the moment you don't do what you are supposed to do, you are gradually losing your taste. He said, when you lose your taste, the only thing we can do with you is that we pour you on the ground and we step on you. Very soon, people will start stepping on you. One day, you'll be watching TV and you see Caroline. Why? Because she had decided to put her talent into use. The people who put their talent into use, they are the people that do well. The people that try to hide their talent, they are the people that become useless and they become good for nothing. May you never be good for nothing.
Amen.
I don't get it. I said, may you never be good for nothing.
Amen.
Hey, UD, the dancing stars, they are the same. All the song, the movement are the same. Put a video there. All of you can dance. Most of you here, you go to dance at funerals, they don't invite you. Funerals. Mr. Owusu, who died the last time, you don't know him, but you went to dance. Because of Jollof Kanzo, you went to dance.
Yeah.
All of you here, you do school graduation. Some of you are in your school cadet. Some of you are in your school choir. Choir. All that you want to be doing is that as you are singing, then your mother will come and sprinkle one CD on you. You like that one. But when it comes to church, suddenly things don't work. Mandela saved. We are changing in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Pastor Peter, I'm going. I'll be back in 2 months' time. 2 months. I'll come back here. And I'll come and see something. May you never be good for nothing. Can you dance? Do you dance? You are quite, clap for him. He's a chorister. Clap for him. It means that this boy, hey, everybody be there. It's a girl. Hey. Fat check me, why? Fat check, why? This girl, she is not good for nothing. Do you dance? Can you dance? What do you do? What can you do? You can't do anything. If you cannot do anything, you are good for nothing. You are useless. You cannot say you can't do anything. Do you dance? But do you dance? Do you dance in church? Are you a dancing star? Go and wait for me at the top. I'm recruiting new dancing stars for you today. Wait for me. Go and wait. All those of you who can dance, join me at the top. Go to the top there. Can you dance? Let's go. Can you dance? Let's go. Can you dance? Let's go. Can you? Let's go. Oh, come. Can you dance? Let's go to the top. Quick. Okay. I'm recruiting dancing stars. Clap for them. Clap for them. All those who can dance, clap for them. Come. See that? Come. Don't be good for nothing. Come. Oh, no. Hey. If you want to run away, you can run away. Oh, you can run away. Yeah. Stand there. All the people who can dance, come here. Stand here for me. From today, Pastor Peter, you see, we cannot say that. You see, now, we are not just saying that. Listen, don't let anybody force you to be here. We are not just saying that when you are good for nothing, that is the end. What happens to people when they are good for nothing? Number one, when you are good for nothing, you'll be cut down. You'll be cut down. Can you dance? Go and join them. You can dance. Pastor Peter, we have potentials in this church. Yeah. You people can make the church work. Hey, look at my face. Look at my face. You can make the church work. I'm sure there are other people who can dance. In this room we are in, we can have more than 20 people who can dance. But there's a reason. There must be a reason people are not dancing. There must be a reason. And the reason is because many of them are hiding their talent. You can dance. Beautiful. Clap for them. Clap for them. I after church. After church. Can you people not stay 30 minutes and rehearse every day after church? You can. It's possible. It's possible. When you are good for nothing, the scary thing is that you will be cut down. And when and when God decides to cut you down, it will affect your academics. Let me tell you a very scary story, Pastor Peter, as I close. There was a boy who used to come to my church. He comes to my church. Anytime the people go to call him to, listen to the story. Anytime the people call him to come to my church or to come to church, the boy feels that when he comes to church, I get paid. Some of you, that's the feeling you have. They want to collect my offering. We didn't even take offering today. Go and bring the basket to collect offering. They want to collect my offering. How much is your offering? I said, how much is your offering? One CD. Do you think that we are doing Safe Church because of offering? No. Do you know how much it took me to be here today? It's not your offering. When we called the boy, he doesn't come. One day, I was told that the boy died. It's not a movie I watch. A boy I know. He died. It is not the dying that even I was worried about. When he died, there was no pastor to bury the boy. Because he doesn't, if I call him to church, he doesn't come. So everybody started calling their pastor. Oh, please, somebody has died. They need somebody to come and bury him. People were not coming. And the boy's uncle, he said they should put the boy inside the grave. And he told the people that, you people, all of you who don't go to church today, learn from this. Learn from it. As a young boy, he's not even up to 16 years. He died. Yeah. I want to tell you that, you see, when you are good for nothing, God will cut you down. You can, everybody, it should be your aim that you will do something for God. Madam, what's your name? Josephine, can you do something for God? Ask yourself that, as God is giving me air to breathe, what am I doing for God? Wofa, can you sing? You can sing. Join the ashes. Join the choristers. Some of you can't sing, you can't dance, but you can be a good usher. Some of you can join the movie stars. Yeah. There are so many things you can do. I don't know whether I'm preaching well. Mandela Church, you people are making the church very dull and not interesting. Look at nice girls like you. And you are all there. You can't bring yourself and say that, look, let's build the church. Because as long as you stay here, you marry here. Oh, you marry here. Eventually, your boy, remove distance. The president have stopped wearing it. So I can see your nice faces. Your beloved, they are here. How long are you going to be staying like this? You come to church, you don't do anything. You close, you go home. And you call yourself a good Christian. No. Clap for the boys. Clap for the people who are on the stage. Pastor Peter, these people, forget about the rest if they say they will not do anything. But these people, they can cause a stir in this church. These people called dancing stars, they can cause a stir. From today, if you decide to dance for God, you will never be useless. Yeah. You see, because the things we throw away, let me tell you, the things we throw away, they are the useless things we don't use. Do you have bola in your house? Is it useful to you? It's useless. It's smelly. Who is here? When it is raining, you go and collect the bola and come and put it in your bedroom. Yeah. If you are not doing anything for God, you have suddenly become a bola. A bolarized person. And you are not useful to God. Number two. I'm coming to you. Number two. Those who are good for nothing will be replaced. We'll replace you. Oh, we'll replace you. Ah. Yeah. Come here. Come here. Come here. These are my friends. Anytime we meet to talk, she doesn't say anything. Anytime we are doing contribution, we say we are doing contribution to do tokens. This girl, she says she won't pay. The next time we say we are going to the beach, she says she won't pay. One day, we just remove her like this. And then we bring this one to come and join us. This is what God will do. God, how many of you want God to replace you? May God never replace you. Yeah. That is why me. One of the reasons I have so much passion for the work I do is that I don't want God to replace me. No. For God to say that I'm removing you, I'm putting this person there. No. May God never replace you.
Amen.
I said, may God never replace you.
Amen.
There was a woman in the Bible called Vashti. Vashti was the wife of King Ahasuerus. And one day, the king has visitors. And the king said, they should call my wife. So that my visitors will know that, I've married a fair colored, like my wife, she's fair colored. She has dimple, nice girl. Sasa, they should call my wife so that my visitors will know that I have taste and I have a wife. When they called Vashti, Vashti said that they should tell the king that Onfan saw her. Fast saw her. How many of you know Fast saw her? If you don't understand the Fast saw her, because Vashti was a guy, he said, Ake mancha kenke e jeje mekeya. God is calling you. Listen to me. God is calling you to come and dance. And you said that we should go and tell God that. Yeah. Those of you who are not dancing, that's what it means. Those of you who are not doing anything in the church, you are sending Pastor Peter to tell God that is the message you are sending. God has given you a voice. A voice. You can sing. When I look at your face, every fair girl can sing. Every nice fair girl, they can sing. And God said, come and sing. Are you a girl or she? Or I be she? Now, you told Pastor Peter, say, Uncle Kanchera, they say, Onfan saw her. Yeah. You are not saying it with your mouth, but your attitude. Now, the moment you tell God that Onfa saw her, suddenly you have become useless to God. And what God will do is that God will replace you. That voice you have, God will take. You start singing, you can't sing. Yeah. Because my uncle, I don't know what about him, but when he sings, people like it. Do you know my uncle? My uncle, his voice is like generator that has spot. I'm talking about my uncle Shatawale. His voice is like a sports generator. But when he sings, when Shatta sings, people like it. Yeah. May you never be replaced.
Yeah.
Lift up your hands. May you never be replaced.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
May you never be replaced.
Yeah.
May you never be cut down.
Yeah.
Now, when Vashti said they should go and tell the king he should go away, the people with the king said, hey, if this is what your wife is saying, your wife is setting a very bad example. You see, because the moment, what's your name? The moment Diamond said that God should go away, you are setting a bad example. This one said, oh, if he can tell God to go away, I can tell God, no, ready, Fioko. No, fast saw her. Hey, Fioko. All of you start insulting God. So the elders told the king that, hey, the way it is, let's replace your wife. And they look for a young girl called Esther. Clap for Esther. Esther. And Esther came on the scene. May you never be replaced in Jesus' name. May you never be useless to God. May you never, never be useless to God. When God looks at you, may God say that you are a useful person. I'm preaching. I'll pray for you. Don't worry. Those who are good for nothing will be cursed. You are cursed. Do you know a curse? Those of you who attend good school, I'm coming to explain what a curse is. A curse is a persistent and a perpetual failure. Persistent. When you are cursed, there is nothing you will do that will work. When you are cursed, when we were in university, there was a guy. He used to teach some people. Listen, when the teacher finished teaching, this boy, he will gather the girls and he will teach them. When the results were released, all the girls passed. He alone, he failed. He that he has been teaching the people. I'm saying that when there's a curse on you, he wrote receipt, he failed. Yes, he wrote it again, he failed. A persistent and a perpetual failure is called a curse. All because you are good for nothing. God is not seeing you useful. Dancing stars, may you never be cursed in Jesus' name. I don't know, but I seem to like these guys. I seem to like them. May you never be cursed. I thought you lift up your hand and receive it. I said, may you never be cursed. Say, I am not good for nothing. Because you see, you can be good, but we can't use you. How many of you, they prepare a food you don't like? There's a food they prepare, you don't like the food. One of the food I don't like, not that I feel lazy to eat, is rice. This, your jollof that people are dying. When I say, for me, it's good for nothing. Yeah, banku and tilapia. Kokonte and ikomakwine. Yeah, you see, fufu, the one that, even the fufu, you see, when you are eating the soup, the one that passes here, it's nicer than the one in the bowl. So then pass here, it enters your armpit. That one is nice, I tell you. Yeah. Now you see rice there. Some of you can eat rice in the morning, rice in the afternoon, rice in the evening. They wake you up, they give you rice water. You drink. Omotuo, the English word for omotuo is rice gun. Rice gun, you eat. They miss it, jollof, you eat. They do it, fried rice, you eat. Rice and stew. Anything rice there you like. Muhammad, yeah. It is what? Good for nothing. Good, but it's for nothing. May you become useful to God. Some of you can be good ashes. Hey! On a Saturday afternoon, we can get more than 10 people who can come here and clean the church and arrange the chairs. You are useful to God. You are useful to God. There was a guy in the Bible called Obed-Edom who did this thing I'm describing, and God blessed him within 3 months. He was sweeping the church, arranging the church, cleaning, removing cobwebs. When we call you to come and remove cobwebs, you insult us and insult our ancestors. Foolish people. Foolish people. Am I the one they've seen before they built the church? Nonsense. If the pastors, the lady pastors, they don't have anybody to do, why are they calling me? Do I look like a baller man to clean the church? Yeah. When you make such statement, you become very useless to God. You don't become useful to God. As young as you are, you can be useful to God. Every one of us here can be useful. May we be useful to God in Jesus' name. I said, may we be useful to God in Jesus' name. Yeah. And the last one. Those who are good for nothing will be poor. Sit down. I'll call you and pray for you. If you are good for nothing, sit down. You'll be poor. I like the way you are responding to the preaching. Yeah, you'll be poor. How many of you want to be poor? How many of you want to be poor? In Luke chapter 15, sit down. In Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 12, 11 to 14, Bible talks about a man who had two sons. Everybody say, a man who has two sons. He said, and a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portions of good that falleth to me. A son, you have come to tell your father to divide his property and give you the part that falleth to you. It's a slap that falleth to you. Your father has not died and you want properties. Because he saw that the father was taking iron tablets. The father has been, how many of you, your father has been going for jogging on Friday. See this. Your father has been jumping, doing exercise. It means he's not going to die now. He won't die. And so the boy saw that, my father is not going to die now. He told the father that, please, divide the destiny and give me half. You see, when you read the Bible, Bible said that, and he divided unto them his living. This man who did this thing, if I meet him, I'll ask him a question. I don't think my son can come and tell me to divide my property and give him. No, he can't do that. I'm sure this man who did this, he's not a Ghanaian father. Ghana father, slap you long time. Slap you! Foolish boy! I should divide what and give you what? Can you tell your father to give you one of his cars? You are joking. But you see, the long and short of the story, that the father divided and the guy left. And he went to join himself with prostitutes. Such a useless boy. Such a useless boy. Join himself with prostitutes. You see, and many of you, the people you are joining yourself with, they are the reason you can't do anything in church. Your friends. Your friends will not allow. Some of you sitting down here, you have boyfriends and girlfriends already. That's why you can't do anything in church. I said, you have boyfriends and girlfriends already. Your friends. I don't want to go there. Some of you, the movies you watch, they are the things that are not allowing you to do something for God. And so you have become useless. You see, in life, either you are useful to God or you are useless to him. The devil also, either you are useful to him or you are useless to him. So when you are useless here, you become useful here. When you are useful here, you become useless here. So some of you, you are very useful to Satan. Satan is depending on you. If you need someone to send, I'll be. You told Satan that you'll be there. And this boy, the Bible said that he wasted his substance with riotous living. He wasted his money on girls. As Valentine is coming on Tuesday, some of you are going to waste your money on girls. As I'm talking, you have bought red panties already to give to that girl. You bought red pants, crap. Red handkerchief. The girl that sit by you in the class, Benedicta, you are planning that when she comes tomorrow, on Tuesday, you will give her red toffees. Some of you girls have also made plans for the boys already. You have made plans for the boys. Somebody's son that he has brought him to school, you are saying that boy is your boyfriend. One day, a certain girl in class 3, she wrote a letter to another girl in her class. I'm reading the letter. Dear Erama, I'm writing you this letter to abstain from Jeremiah, my boyfriend. Yeah. Class 3. One is writing the letter to warn the other one to abstain from Jeremiah. Class 3. And they try. Try is French. 3. Try. And hey, I don't know how I'm missing it. And they try. 14. 14 is how much? 14. Hey! 4 is what? Cat. French, mon dieu. Hey, me if I understand French, like the way I'll do to know in this world. Madam, teach me. Yeah. Some of you can play drums. You do anything. We are going to, oh, let her cry. Let her cry. She won't cry forever. She'll stop. We are going to buy drums in this church. Hey, this drum, we can buy. It's laziness. Hey, your father has money. Your father doesn't have money. He's a poor man. He's a rich man. Hey, your father is a rich man. You too, your father is a rich man. Whatever you say, that's what will happen to your father. Your father is a rich man. How many cars does he have? 2 cars. Even if when he sells one of the cars, he can buy us this thing. Your father is a rich man. Powerful. Your father too is a rich man. Great. You too, your father is a rich man. He's a super rich. They eat corned beef. When you do jollof, they put corned beef, baked beans. Hey, and they're super rich. Your father, your father is rich. Raise this one. So why is your father not helping us to get drums? When you go cry and sleep on the floor, say, if he doesn't buy a drum for you, you too, your father is rich. Rich exponent. She uses iPhone 12. Hey! This one 12. And so they are sitting in grades. iPhone 11. What of this side? What of diamond? Your father is rich. So these people are the rich people in the church. This boy to his father is rich. Remove the table. Your parents are rich in Jesus' name. We can buy drums. We can buy. We are being lazy. Yeah. Some of you, you take Red Cross seriously in your school than the Safe Church. Red Cross. Red Cross. I don't know what cross is that, but it's red. Girls, guy, cadet. We should see you telling your father to buy cadet uniform for you. Yeah. I pray that may you never be poor. Look, when the prodigal son left, he wasted his life. He wasted his life. May you never waste your life. Some of you, when you come to church, you do something, we talk small, you are angry. You say you are going to your mother church. You don't have to go to your mother church. There's nothing like mother church. As for being angry, you must be angry. Oh, you have to be angry. But you don't leave. When we beat you, you can't, you don't have to leave. And my church cry. I sorry ka cry ya by omunkasa kasa. No. Has your father beaten you and you have left the house before? Didn't your father slap you yesterday? Yesterday, when did he slap you? Last 2 weeks. But did you leave? They've never slapped him here before. And your father is, tell him to slap you one of these days. Some of it is because they've not slapped you before. That's why you misbehave. There's a particular slap. When they slap you, you feel the sound here. Why? So that the thing will do like this. See, hallelujah. May we never be good for nothing. May we be useful to God. Mandela Church. Say, you can be useful. You can make yourself useful. Look, people say that nobody's irreplaceable. It's true. But that statement is not entirely true. There are people today, if they didn't come to church today, will be hot. Obiti said, Caroline, she sang. If she didn't come today, we'll have to be looking for somebody to come and sing. But some of you, if you don't come today, nothing will happen. I'm sure there are people who didn't come today, but still, service is going on. Yeah. Make yourself important. And I recommend this book. Even this book, you can't easily get it to buy. So, am I good for nothing? It's a question you should ask yourself. Am I good for nothing? When you go to the house and they ask, what did you learn today? Tell them that you learned from Matthew chapter 5. Am I good for nothing? It's a question you should ask yourself all the time. Am I becoming useless? What am I not doing that is making me useless? Because all the time, it is something you are not doing that is making you useless. Yeah. Anybody at all can be useless. And in life, the people who are useful, they are paid more than the people who are useless. There are different type of people. When you grow somewhere, you start working, you see that all of us work at a company, but all of us, our pay is not different. Our pay is not the same. Because some people are more valuable than others. May you become important. Yes. May you become useful. Yes. In Jesus' name. Yes. I said, may you be useful. Yes. May you be important. Yes. When you are good for nothing, what will happen to you? First point, what will happen to you? You are not writing the note. Read the note back to me. Yes. You'll be what? You'll be what? Cut down. You'll be cut down. God can cut you down. Eh? You can be sick. God can cut you down in so many ways. May you never be cut down. When people are being cut down, may you not be part of them. Amen. You see, because anytime God thinks, oh, this person, she does something in church, we shouldn't touch her. Otherwise, we are just occupying space. What's point number two? You be what? You be replaced. How many of you have watched a football match before? They remove somebody. Hey, come out. Number six, come out. Number eight, go inside. You be replaced. Because you are not playing anything. We substitute right now. You are not playing anything. How many of you have seen the captain of the this thing? They've replaced him before. Captain, we can call you. Come and sit down. Come and sit down. The day you come and you've spotted the penalty, come and sit down. And let's put in Kudus. Kudus can score. Kudus score how many goals? Two goals, three or two. Kudus score goal. But the day you see penalty, me and you like this, you can, captain, come and sit down. Come and let another human being, we put a human being there. Human being to score goal. If you look at somebody like Messi, he's a human being. Why he's scoring goals? Yes, so dear. The people we have, they are human beings, but still, they are human beings and they are human beings. May you become a human being to God in Jesus' name. I said, may you be a human being to God. May you be valuable to God. When God looks at you, may God say that, Akwawe, he's very important to me. Yes. Me Monday, I feel that when God looks at me, God says, Akwawe is important. Yes. Yeah. God will never treat me like that. They say, no, God will never put me outside. How many of you are home and your parents have received visitors before? I'll show you something. When your parents receive visitors, there are type of visitors your parents receive. There are some visitors, when they say, mommy, somebody is looking for you. And your mother will go and meet the person at the gate. Gate. How many of you have seen your mother talking to a visitor at the gate before? Powerful. That's one type of visitor. Another visitor comes. They receive the visitor in the compound. He doesn't enter the hall. Compound. Hey, madam, what's it then? Oh, how they saying? Oh, na ye far baller no. Aha, mobile phone call. No, they don't even give you chair or water. There's another type of visitor. They send them to the hall, and they put AC on them. It means that your value is. The moment they send you to the hall, it means that your importance is coming. Yeah, and there are some other visitors. When they get them, they tell the children, everybody should leave here. Everybody should leave here. Then. As your mother is talking to the visitor, no, they have come to show. Your mother say, hey, when your visitor go, you see what I'll do to you. I told you, don't come here. They give you some IB. You know that this eye, when they leave, they'll beat you. Yeah. And there are some other visitors. When they receive them, they send them to the bedroom. Those people, they are more important. Yeah. like today when I came, I went to Bishop's office. He should tell you I'm important. Oh, he should tell you that I'm important. Bishop's office. I sat. Bishop sat down. He was drinking coffee. I was also drinking coffee. Wow. I'm important. Do you understand? Oh, Mosi, why Reverend Ike? Oye, why? Muka chenye se member. Your importance has diminished. May you get to a point where God will send you to his bedroom. God will send you to his bedroom. Yeah. I say, may God send you to his bedroom. I say, may God look at you and say, you are important to him. Yeah. Am I good for nothing? No. No. You can't be good for nothing. You can't be useless. You can't be in UDOLGC and be useless. You can't be in QFC and be useless. Yeah, Safe Church. You can't be useless. You have just started your life. You are now starting your life. This is your life. You have just started. You are now 10 years. You are now 12 years. You are now 15 years. You cannot be useless now. You must be useful. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Kabo Sandabran. Lift up your hands. Keba Zadabra. Begin to pray for yourself. Kabo Sike. Meka Zatabra Kali. Raba Zatabra Kali. Karo, come and sing for me. Kema Zandaba. Kebolobo Sikebi. Raba Dabro Sikea. Yes. 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 Begin to pray. Pray and tell God that you are sorry. Tell God you are sorry. That you didn't know. You didn't know. You didn't know, but today you have decided that you are going to do something for your importance to come out. Kabo Sibiba. Rabakato Rimandebe. Rabo Sikebra Kaba. Rakorobo Siyande. Yes. Kema Zatabra. Everybody lift up your hands. Keba Sato. Libo Zandabra. Keleba. Karo, sing for me. Keba Zako Raba. Imando zekelebe male kozanda bale kiriaba ra kazokia kebo zekabra sakatoriba pandorobosika. Yes, yes, be kasa kema tokorobosia in the name of Jesus. Kabo saka bakaba in the name. White church, come. All white church, will come. Give me an oil. Give me an oil. White church, come. Ke satabra. Why church come? Make me whole. 12 years and above. Come. Kale kosikabaya. Come. God is going to anoint you. And God is going to cause you to be useful to him. 12 years and above. Come. You can form line behind. Some push you up. The teachers help me. Yes. This oil is supposed to help you.
Fill me
to do something. To do something.
No more. Fill my cup.
Yes. Yes.
Make me whole.
Be blessed. Be anointed. Be anointed. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands. All of you lift up your hands. Uselessness is going away. Uselessness is going away. In the name of Jesus. Lord, touch your daughters and your sons. In the name of Jesus. May they become useful to you in the name of Jesus. When I touch you, sit down. Yes. Yes, come. Yes. Bless them. In the name of Jesus. May your word be locked up in their homes. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Bless them. Favor them, O God. Kaza Koriane. Rikorobo Sandabaya. Lika Sakata Brandelebe. In the name of Jesus. Bless your sons and daughters. Bless them, O God. May they become useful for you. In the name of Jesus. Come. Receive it. Receive grace. Grace not to become useless. Grace not to become useless. In the name of Jesus. Kazo katabrande debe yandalaba. Ra katabrase. J church, come. Lekasakotoriba. Ramandoribo sikenelebe. Yes. Kalabasa tabaya. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Teachers, help me with J Church. Kazakatabrandia. Yes, come.
Breath of heaven.
Yes, receive it. Receive grace. Not to be useless. Not to be good for nothing. In the name of Jesus. Come. Yes. Grace. Mercy. Show your children mercy. Show your children mercy. Kaza koribandi. Kabandaba. Liko zatabrandia. Le kazatoria. Yes. Kandorobosi kadaba. Rabandaba sokaba. Yes. Yes. Bless them. Favor them. Anoint them. In the name of Jesus. Anoint them. Kazakatabra. Kema Zatabrandi. Yes. Touch your children. Touch your children. Bring the other children. Bring them. Stand to your feet. Everybody stand. When I pray for you, stand to your feet.
Touch me with your hand.
Touch them. Touch your sons and daughters. That will not be useless. That will not be useless. That will not be useless. In the name of Jesus, that will not be useless. Come on, Zikandi. Yes. Bring them. Bring
the same way I came.
Deliver them from evil. Deliver them, O God. Deliver them, O God. In the name of Jesus. Bring them. I church. Bring all of them.
I
can
touch me with your hand.
Kebosa katuriyandi. Remanda brusi karaba. Rabanda balaba. Kebasi kandorobosia. Bless them, O God. Bless the young ones. Bless the little ones. Anoint the little ones. Keso katiriyandi ya. Mako toribosia. Yes.
I don't want to.
Yes. Kabadabalaba. Bless. Touch them. In Jesus' name. Touch them. Jesus' name. Touch them. In the name of Jesus. Touch them. Kazoli bandia. When I pray for you, sit down.
The same way I
came. Yes.
Touch.
Touch your children. Bless us. Bless them, O God. Everybody stand to your feet and lift up your hands. Stand to your feet and lift up your hands. Stand to your feet and lift up your hands. Stand up and lift up your hands. Father, we pray that we will not become useless. That we will not become useless. Everybody lift up your hands. That we will not become useless. May we be useful to you. Lift up your hands. May we be useful to you, O Lord. May we never be good for nothing. I commit every child here. That Lord, from today, may we rise up and do something for you. May we rise up and work for you. May we rise up and do more for you. Whatever is becoming a hindrance, may you remove it in Jesus' name. Whatever is becoming a stumbling block, deliver us. Anything that is becoming an inhibition to our service to God, for which reason we are becoming useless in God's eyes, may those things be removed. Make us fruitful. Make us important. Make us good people. Make us important people in your sight. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we bless you. Where are the dancing stars? I called for it. Come. The dancing stars, come. All of you want to dance for God, come. Kabazatabaya. Rabaturibande. Kabalabra zandaba. Lift up your hands. Keman delebe zandorobosia. Kabandaba likoribosia. Kabo sandelebe with fresh oil. May the Lord anoint you to help in his vineyard. May you be blessed. Whatever make people unstable, may that thing be far away from your life. May you dance for the Lord. Bible says, and David danced before the Lord. May you dance. May you dance. As you keep dancing for the Lord, may the joy never finish. May joy be locked up in your bones. May the Lord cause you to do well. May you never be replaced. May you never be cursed. May you never be poor. May you never be cut down. Because you are useless. You'll be useful. Dancing stars, you'll be useful. Dancing stars, you'll be useful. In the name of Jesus. Father, bind them together with the cord of love. May they become young people who are set on fire for you. Set them on fire in the safe church. Father, let there be a revolution in this safe church. Let there be a revival in the safe church. In the name of Jesus, send us to the days we used to be, where we're doing our best for you. May these children do their best. May they do their best. Father, I plead for them that may you not cut down them down in the prime of their years. In the name of Jesus. May they never say we have no pleasure in them again. Bless and anoint them. Favor her, oh God. Manko sakata brandi. Le man sokata brakapa. Likande zeketelebe. As they do something for you, bless them. Give them wisdom. Give them understanding. Give them creativity. Jesus' name. Bless. 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 Kabaturubusia. Rakata brazandaba. Rikotoribo siketelebe. Ramandorobo siandelebe. In Jesus' name. Choristers, come. Sit down. Choristers, come. Choristers, come. Choristers, come. Hey, Manda Balaba. Lift up your hands. With the voice that the Lord has given you, you will sing. May you sing for the Lord. Kadorobo sandaba. Rakatabo siba. Mele mandorobo sikendelebe. You will sing. You will sing. You will sing.
Rivers of living water.
You will sing. Kamandaba. Kabarabo sadebelebe kalabrabalaba. You don't sing for the devil. You sing for the Lord. Out of your belly shall flow streams of living waters. Yes, rivers from your belly, rivers, rivers, rivers. Kaso kabandaba satabra. Kemando satelebelebe zaba. Rivers, rivers. Kalibo sandaba delebe kaya. You will sing. You will sing. You will sing. As you sing, the presence of the Lord will come down. You will sing. You will sing. You will sing.
In the Holy Ghost.
Kabalabandolobosia. Kebalabazalabandia.
Elohim.
You will sing. Kale Mozima Male Korobosandebelebe. You will sing. You will sing. You will sing. Kale Mosika. You will sing in the Holy Ghost.
Spirit cry.
Abolobosia.
Elohim.
Yes. Habanda branda balabandaba. Lebolobo sandelebe. Kemosia. Rabandelebe kabaya. You will sing for the Lord. You will sing for the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. I see the Lord anointing you. I see the Lord pouring oil on you. And anointed to sing in the spirit. You will sing in the spirit. You will sing to glorify God. You will not sing to glorify the devil. In the name of Jesus. Be anointed. Be anointed. Be anointed. Be anointed. Sakotabra sakatabrande. Be anointed. Be anointed. Kepa sakatoria. Be anointed. Jesus' name. Be anointed. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Teachers, come. Stretch your hands towards the teachers. Kaba. All of you, stretch your hand towards our teachers and pray for them that God will anoint our teachers. You see, because If you don't have a good pastor to pastor you, if you don't have a good pastor to pastor you, eh? Your life will go in a different direction. The quality of your pastor determines the outcome of your life to a large extent. Yeah. Father, we pray for our teachers for fresh oil. I pray for them that, Lord, as they serve you faithfully, may you reward them. Reward them. Whatever heart desires they have, I pray that, Lord, you grant unto them their heart desires. In Jesus' name. Father, bless them as they take care of other people's children. Take care of their own. May they never lack anything in their lives. May they be anointed in your service. Kabo zanda braka ya. Yes. Me lambo sikanda braka lobo siyama. In Jesus' name. Anoint your teachers. Anoint your pastors. May they become pastors after your own heart. Kamano sandaba. Rabba dabo siya. Alibo satabra balabra daba. Father, give them the spirit of faithfulness and commitment. As they serve you faithfully, Lord, bless them. Bless them with cars. Bless them with money. Bless them with houses. Bless them with children. Bless them with anything they will seek for. In Jesus' name. I hear the Lord saying, I will take care of you. I will take care of you. I will take care of you. Amarobo siyaba dariando bazibe. I will take care of you. I will take care. I will take care of it. May the Lord take care of it. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord take care of you. Karibo Shaba. Yes. Arabanda banda branda balabra sandaba. Kemanda fiande bebebosia. Take care of your teachers. Take care of your pastors. Provide for them. Karibo sikende beleba. Yes. Ah. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Make her a pastor after your own heart. May she love the children. The children. The children. And she serves you faithfully. Father, may she never be embarrassed. Deliver her from evil. Deliver her from accident. May she never die in Jesus' name. May she never be stricken with sicknesses. Father, keep her and answer her prayers. I pray for Pastor Leslie. Pleasant surprises. Pleasant surprises. Pleasant surprises. In the name of Jesus. Hamando bezebe ke baza kalebo leko ziba bariko daba rakata braka paya. A heart like yours. Break his heart for what breaks yours. Mazoka dabrosia le mando bazike delebe. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Maleko rabaya. I pray, oh God, for Pastor Peter. Ah, balimo sandaba. In the name of Jesus. The heart with which he serves you. Pray. The Lord, you bless him. You anoint him. More and more. 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 Father, take care of him. Take care of him. Take care of him. May he never be a laughing stock. May he never be a byword. May he never be a proverb. Father, I pray that may your anointing rest upon him. Because of him, may many more children be gathered. Because of him, let the destiny of children that are going wayward come back on the road in Jesus' name. Cause him to direct many more children to you in the name of Jesus. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. In Jesus' name. Amen. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Father, I pray for Mandela saved. The Lord, may you change us. May you change us. Every spirit of dullness, every spirit of shyness, every spirit of lack of confidence, every spirit of timidity, and every spirit of fear, we cast you out. Satan, we curse you in this place. We curse you. From today, the young people of the Mandela Church will rise up to take their. You will rise up. I see you rising 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 up. In the name of Jesus. See you rising up. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Jesus' name. All eyes closed, all heads bowed. You came to church today. You are not born again. Before I came here, I had a very bad news. Somebody I met last week, I've just been told the person has passed on. You are here. You are not born again. You have not given your life to Christ. Even you said you have given your life to God, but when you look at the life that you live, you know that if you die today, you cannot make it to heaven. Come, let me pray for you. You want to give your life to Christ. You want to say, Lord, I give you my heart. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. You want to give your life to Christ. Lift up your hand wherever you are.
Live for you.
You want to give your life to Christ. Come to me in the front. Come to me. All eyes closed. Come to me. I'll pray with you. Yes. Don't look at what people will say about you. Come.
Lord,
and give your life to Christ.
In me.
Give your life to Christ.
Lord, I give you my
this is beautiful. This is beautiful.
Give you
this is the reason
soul.
we organize church services. This is the reason we do church. This is the reason we do church. That you will give your life to Christ. Let me tell you. There's nothing called children's service hell. Hell is hell. If you are not born again and you die, you go to hell. There's nothing like children's service hell. As far as I know. Hell is hell. Lift up your hands and say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus. Please, I come to you. And I give my heart to you.
And I give my heart to you.
I acknowledge I'm a sinner.
And I cannot save myself.
Please, Lord, forgive me of all my sins. Please, Lord, write my name in the book of life. I am for you and you alone. And now, Satan, listen to me. I am not for you. I am for Christ and Christ alone. He's
my Father.
He's
my Savior.
I will follow him.
I will serve him.
Take your hands off me.
Take your hands off me.
In Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the life of these young people who have decided to give their lives to you. Father, the road is rough and muddy. But Lord, hold their hands. Lord, hold their hands. Deliver them from this perverse generation. Deliver them from the vagaries of this generation. Deliver them from evil. I pray, oh God, that they will live their lives knowing you. They will live their lives serving you. They will live their lives knowing that you are the ruler of their lives. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Whatever would deceive them to stop following you, we remove it in Jesus' name. May they follow you till the time they die. And when they die, oh God, prepare them a place in heaven. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. I thank you for their lives. They have decided, they have taken the decision to serve you all the days of their lives. Bless them, anoint them, and favor them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You guys are blessed. You guys are blessed. Don't stop church. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. In Exodus chapter 2 and verse 2, Bible says that when Moses was born and his parents saw that he was a goodly child, he was hidden. Don't stop church. Don't let anybody deceive you. I'm closing. I'm going back to my house. But I'll be here in the next 2 months. Pastor Peter, I want to see dancing stars. Let the children dance. Let them sing. Either you join the dancing stars or you join the choir. Do something for God. Don't let the devil deceive you. And you see, many of us, the devil deceives you. But from today, it's over in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I say it's over in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You are going to do your best for the Lord. And in 2 months, guys, listen to me. In 2 months, if we can be diligent and do our best, we will come to church here. And this auditorium, we can't fit here. Yeah. Many of you can invite your friends. Many of you. Many of you. There are people living in your house. Some of you, your siblings are not here. Some of you, your classmates. Look, let's have classmate Sunday. Classmate Sunday. And invite your classmates. Let's have friends Sunday. And invite your friends. Yeah. The best place to be is church. Don't let that, you see? You see, don't let the devil deceive you. And now, mokwa sorry dodo. And dear, you see, if we don't make you come to church now, one day you, by the time you are 18 years, you have 3 children. I'm telling you. By the time you are 18, you have 3 children with 4 fathers. Yeah. You become a teenage pregnant mother. Yeah. But for church, man, if it has not been church, like by this time, I'm a weed smoker. Yeah, there was a man in my house who used to stay in the compound. He sent me to buy him the cigarette. When I bring the cigarette, he tells me to light it for him. How do I light a cigarette without putting it on my mouth and test it whether it's working? When I buy him alcohol and he drinks, Pata Peter, he leaves small one. Who said when you send a child and the child buys something you eat, you leave small one? When I buy him alcohol, he leaves me small one. Eja, that means to me they are checking me level. If I were staying by that, like by this time, like by this time, I have PhD in drinking. Like I'm a full blown alcoholic. Some of you, you've been watching pornography. Stop it. The phones you have, that WhatsApp group you are in with your classmate, that they post nude pictures and. Leave the page. Leave. No, if I leave, no, and I'm not part of the. Yes, be part. People are going to hell, and you have decided to join them. Leave the page. Any page you are on WhatsApp, that the page doesn't promote Christianity and doesn't enhance your spirituality. Leave. Leave. Because I say, man, I don't know. Leave. Some of you have iPhone. You go to YouTube. You watch pornography. You are spoiling your spirit. You guys are blessed. You don't understand what I'm saying, but you are blessed. Keep the fire. Build the church. Nobody, MTN will never build the church for us. MTN, Tigo, they won't build. That is we now that will build the church. So as I've given your life to Christ, all of you, stay in the church and do something. Girls, you these girls, I'm surprised at you people. Fine, girls. You'll be here, you won't do anything. Yeah. A girl, like this girl, if you go and tell 3 boys to follow him to church, he said, don't be running. Be running. Oh, please, the church is where? Oh, here. Oh, we are coming, cry. You, if this sister come and call you that, let's go to church. And you don't want to go. If you see this sister, won't you come? You come. Oh, even me cry. If she come and call. If me, if I'm an unbeliever, nice girl like this, I've come to call me. I won't even bow for cry. Me call. Hey. Oh, Bible friend, me say, I'm quite sorry. Oh, Allah. I don't know. If you ask me, they call you. Me didn't call. Me didn't call. So most of you girls, you are wasting your beauty. Your class. Just call the boys. Hey, they'll just follow you. Yeah. Take your seat. Clap for Jesus. All of you, clap for Jesus. Oh, your clapping is not spiritual at all. Amen. Can I have the envelopes? How many of you know that? How many of you know that we don't have drums? We don't have drums.